I need an explanation. That maybe will take care of this.
What? Now you're calling again?
Eric, please, just listen to what I'm saying and stop arguing. I need an explanation.
An explanation of what?
I like a written explanation, but you're probably too afraid to put anything on paper. I don't know who you're afraid of.
I can send it by email then. What do you want?
I don't want you to send me an email.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know, Eric.
Well, then what did you just call for?
I don't understand anything.
You just called a few minutes ago.
I'm not stupid. I have a high IQ, but I can't figure anything out. You're not that unusual. You're just another person.
Look.
I don't understand.
You don't understand what?
I don't know.
What do you want from me? You just said you wanted something.
What do I want from you?
You said you wanted something written. What do you
want? I want an explanation. I don't know.
What?
Eric, I just want to understand.
What?
You never tell me the truth about anything.
And what do you...
But you never lie to me either. You just give me these half-ass...
Lie to you. Never... Come on. What do you want? I told you...
Eric, you knew. Eric, you knew in 07 or 08 that I loved you because I told you.
I know. You already told me this. What are you going to go over this again?
And you knew what I went through then. You did the same. And then you did the same.
I did the what?
And then you did the same thing to me again when I fell in love with you. I was so traumatized by everything that was happening to me that I completely forgot about you. I couldn't even remember because it's part of my amnesia. And then I fell in love with you again.
Oh.
And you did the same thing to me.
Oh. I did it. I know. I should feel guilty. I keep forgetting.
Eric.
What?
That's not like you. And that isn't like you. I know your personality.
You're smarter than anybody.
You're smarter than nearly anybody I've ever known, but I know your personality.
But I'm learning the tricks. Guilt. That's what you do. Like, we're supposed to feel sorry for the Jews because of the Holocaust. We're supposed to feel sorry because they're...
Eric, one of the things that we're supposed to feel... One of the things that we're supposed to do is not to be cruel to people that we know.
I know. We're supposed to be nice. We're supposed to follow the golden rule and let everyone abuse us because we're supposed to be nice. We're supposed to treat them the way...
Eric, how in the world did I ever hurt you? You don't have any reason to hurt me or lie to me.
I know. I feel so sad and so guilty. Look, I know what's going on. We're learning the tricks. Come on.
Sweetie, I don't want to learn any tricks because I don't want to be like them.
Learning the tricks.
I don't want to be like them. Don't what?
I know, but what are you doing this for? Are you guys this desperate? Come on. WikiLeaks went nowhere. Now, what is he going to write a book?
Eric.
And then what? What is that going to do? You're going to take over the world because he writes a book? It's over with. You lost.
Little Eric, there's only one reality for me.
What?
The Jews are out there, but I'm away from them now.
I know,
even though it's so boring here, I could die of boredom, and that's what I'm doing. But I'm not going to do it for very long.
Oh, you poor thing. I should save you. I should be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, you should. Yes, you should. But, yes, you should, Eric.
I know.
But that's not why I'm mentioning it. Because I have to save myself. If
you
guys won't save me, I'll save myself.
They must have, like, ratings, like... One woman's better.
But the point is, half of the reason I went to clear my name after Eric, I tried fighting these people and I never gave up. I had the mindset because I didn't know how the Talmudic Jews were.
But
you know, when they take over, listen to me. When they take over a country like they did in the Soviet Union and what they're doing here, I always thought that if I believed in what I had learned pre-Talmudic Jew, let's just say Zionist, because not all of them are Jews, Eric.
Okay.
There's a lot of them that aren't Jews.
I know.
And there's good Jews. I know plenty of Jews here, and they're all nice. None of them ever hurt me.
Great.
But Eric.
I love that idea of a nice Jew.
And anyway, I kept in my mind that if I just fought him and did the right thing, things would be all right.
I know. Jeff Francis.
And I didn't know if it was the Soviet Union. I didn't think it could happen.
Yeah, I know. Jeff Rentz talks about the nice Jews, too. I know.
I don't want to go back to Ohio. Half of the reason that I decided to go through it again, I was going to tell you, in 05, I just gave up, and I felt act much more peaceful, even though it was, you can't imagine how humiliating it is to go to places and have people, some of them will do searches on you and have them find my name and all that horrible stuff. It was so humiliating, you couldn't imagine. Men treat me like I was retarded or crazy.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that.
Well, anyway, it was horrible, especially for someone sensitive like me. If I had a big old tough hide like you, it would be different. You don't care what people say about you and your liquid farts. You don't care about that.
I know, we got to bring that one up.
Sorry, Eric.
No,
but anyway, so half the reason I did this, I'm sorry for yelling. Are you still there?
But I just like to know, do I get the bottom of the barrel and Mel Gibson gets the best? I mean, where am I? Where do you
What do you mean he gets the best?
I'd like to know. It would be insulting if I find out they're giving me like the bottom of the barrel agents and I...
Look, sweetie.
I'd like to know.
I am good looking. And
I'm not talking about looks. I just mean like, what are they?
I am good looking and I am.
Are you like their top agent or am I being insulted here? And I just give him that one. He's not.
Little Eric Huffschmidt. Little privileged Eric. Little privileged Eric who sits in his bedroom typing out his software on the computer. Little Eric.
Hey.
Did you ever get out in the hard world and live for once? You're complaining. You know, you wrote a book and became famous, and everybody worships you now.
They do.
Wait a minute, Eric.
What?
About 3/4 of the reason I decided to go through with this, in fact, all the reason I decided to go through this and clear my name was because of you. I decided, let me go to see the psychiatrist. Let me go see him. If there was only one, Eric, there was only one out of, I must have called 50 in the area, maybe not 50, maybe, I don't know, 30 to 50 somewhere. I have a list. I called all these people. Some of them actually hung up on me because they knew who I was.
Oh.
And most just didn't return my call or, you know, there's a few I reached
I see.
But I finally found one who agreed to do it. The others couldn't do it for ethical reasons and, you know, just...
Right.
Anyway, there's one, and the only reason I did it was for you.
Great.
I don't give a damn.
Did Bill Clinton go through this with Monica Lewinsky? I mean, come on. Is this what he had to go through? Or did he get a
is
better...
It a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that all the people you're mentioning are Jews?
No, I'm
Monica's
wondering, did they all go through this? Is this what it's like? What did Anna chat?
Monica Lewinsky was a trollop.
A trollop?
And she was a setup, and so was Mel Gibson's girlfriend.
I mean, you're above them in the hierarchy of agents?
No, I'm not above them.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's not a hierarchy.
I mean,
I'm
it would be insulting to find out I'm getting the bottom of the barrel here.
I'm a human being. What do you mean, bottom of the barrel?
I just like to know what they're saying. Like, oh, wait, we got to put... her over on this more important guy and give Eric that here.
No. Oh, I understand. Oh, if that's the problem.
Yeah, what if I'm getting
Eric,
the bottom of the barrel?
Let's go over my qualifications.
How come I don't get Anna Chapman or Monica Lewinsky?
Who's Anna Chapman?
Or whatever that woman from Russia.
Do you want a Russian woman?
No, I'm just saying. Where? How do you
Now, let's see. I'm beautiful. Don't interrupt
about
me.
Your abilities.
I'm well preserved.
Probably giving me like.
I have strong willpower and I'm kind.
Yeah, right.
And I'm totally in love with you.
I'm just wondering if this is what the others go through.
I worship you.
Better.
And I'm smart and I'm capable. By the way, I do have a job. I don't know if I told you. I don't think I did.
No.
I've been working half time at the local grocery. There aren't any other jobs available.
Oh.
I've been doing that since September, but I don't like it. I told them today I'm going to quit because after I see the psychiatrist on the 3rd, I'm just leaving, Eric.
You're leaving where? You keep saying that.
I'm leaving the United States, Eric.
Oh, we're
doing
that again.
What?
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
See, you're not going anywhere. You've been doing that.
Yes, I am.
You've been doing
it for years. Oh, my God. Eric, I don't understand anything.
You're not going anywhere. It's all a trick. You're just not going to be nice. stars that are better than this.
You did it again, Eric. You did it twice, and you did it again. You knew I was falling in love with you.
Oh, I know. Look, this
and
is what I
did, and I told you.
I'd probably get knocked
the bottom of the
car.
I could go to Hollywood if you want.
Oh, come on. You're not convincing.
Why didn't you just refuse to talk to me? Excuse me.
Why didn't you just refuse to talk to me
a year ago when you knew what was happening again? You knew what was happening again. I kept telling you. I kept telling you how I had these really strong feelings for you and some other people. And then on December the 6th, 2009, I think it was then, I told you that I felt different about you than those other two.
Oh.
And that I was in love with you. And it wouldn't have solidified if you hadn't told me all that stuff that you told me about...
About
what?
What did I tell you?
Well, you sent me an email and you wrote this beautiful romantic email about how we could come out and I could meet your mother and because she wants you to get married and...
That's not a beautiful romantic thing. You
and
want
I could meet
to get
your
married.
Mother and that we could go to restaurants and you had all these lime trees or I don't know what else you told me. It was very romantic. And then you told me that...
Look, you wanted to get married secretly, and I said, I'm not getting married.
I don't want to get married secretly. I just wanted to go away from here. I was being secret because I thought that you wanted me to be secret because you were scared of Jews killing you. That's why I wanted it to be secret. Keith knew about it. I told him the last time, too, in 08. Hold on a second. I want you to go tell Daddy to go outside. Keith, I want you to go for a walk or go down to the store and just come back in about 15 minutes. Okay? Go. Go now. Just go somewhere. Okay.
What's the matter? You don't want them to hear you? What's
because this is private. I don't want... Yes.
Private?
Want
you're ready to walk away from your son and your husband?
Oh,
how
hold on.
Private is that when you're walking away?
Well, he's here. Be quiet. Okay, Eric, look.
Look, you're ready to abandon
the guy. And then you sent me that other email.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, and then you sent me that other email.
About
and,
what?
And you put a lot of stuff in there, too.
I did?
Yeah, look, you did.
The technique you guys used...
And then
to
you
push,
told
push,
me...
Push.
And then you told me, Eric... Eric, and then you told me that I could come and see you. And you said, when? And I said, how about in the spring? And you said, okay.
With the whole network's done, then we can see each other.
Last spring, Eric, in 2010.
I'm curious as to who you are.
And then I lost weight faster than I thought. And I said, well, then let me come and see you in January. So you pretended that you were going to buy me an airplane ticket.
I was just curious what the prices were.
No, you told me you were going to order one for me.
Oh, well, I was thinking. It'd be nice. I was to wonder what they're like. But you're the one keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Don't you
I'm not
it?
Pushing anything, Eric. Eric, how can I push? How can I push you? If I'm in love with you, and I tell you I am, and you give me the line and make me think that the only thing you have to do is to meet me before you can actually say the words, because that's what you said. Because I asked you about it, and you said, well, I haven't met you yet. Can't all this wait until then? That's what you said.
Oh.
Eric, I simply can't go on.
I know.
It's reached the point. It's the things you do, Eric.
I know, it's the things I do. What did I do?
But you did it twice. You did it twice, Eric. I can't understand it. Why did you make me go through that again?
That's a good question.
I've spent over 3 years in love with you. Because of your freaking lies.
Oh.
Because of your freaking lies to me.
I know, but you're still in love even though I've lied.
Yes, I am. Because you encouraged me and you lied to
even
me.
No, I know, and I accuse you all of being a bunch of people who still love me.
What?
Look, why don't you give it up? What is wrong with you people? I mean... Just a sign of
you want me to give it up, Eric?
Yeah, we've already gone through this. I said yes. You know that.
Do you want me to give it up, Eric?
Yeah.
Don't you love me?
Yeah. What are you
talking
about?
Do you love me, Eric? Eric, do you love me?
No, I don't even know you. If anything, I'm scared. I'd be suspicious and scared to have you even in the house. I'd bring over radioactive materials.
But see, Eric.
What?
I know you're not paranoid.
It's
and I know
paranoia.
You're not. Sweetheart, I know you're not mentally
ill. It's
called
watching out for you guys.
Eric, look, I'm going to go to that psychiatrist on the 3rd, and he's going to tell me I'm just fine.
I'm sure
you
he
know?
Will.
What?
I'm sure he will, but what does that prove? That doesn't mean I'm going to marry you.
I don't know, Eric. All I know is, look, the main thing is, I haven't had a normal life since about... Well, since college, frankly, I didn't know it for a long time, but I couldn't get a job because they told me that they were going to see that I didn't get a job in Cincinnati, and I didn't. Not as a lawyer. I never did.
I know.
Nobody would hire me.
I know. I've already heard this sad story. You don't have to keep...
Yeah, I know. And all I wanted to do was find somebody to love me, Eric.
I know.
Because a woman needs a man to love her, not somebody to lie to all the time and tell him in tomorrow. Just do this, and then I'll love you. And that's what she told me for 3 years.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Look, you would not win an Academy Award with this performance. Maybe I should get when it's possible.
Why don't they leave me alone?
They said
the only consolation I have is I'm not dead. Like, and I'm not in some gulag like Solzhenitsyn was.
Whatever. Well, look. Try setting.
Why did you do this to me? Why did you do it? And when I was free, maybe you wanted me to fall in love with you so I would have some kind of reason to get out of the place where I was. Eric, and then I got out of the place where I was. Everything with you is intellectual. You don't love anybody, do you? Except your mother. Everybody loves their mother, Eric. Everybody loves their mother. But you kept lying to me over and over and over and over.
I don't understand.
It's because you wanted me to get out, but then when I was out, I escaped on October 30th, 2009, when we moved here, and then I was safe. And I'm away from the Jews and from the Talmudic Jews or from the Zionists, and I'm in a safe place. I didn't even fall in love with me until December. And then you told me all this stuff. Eric, even if you don't love anybody, haven't you seen people that are in love? Haven't you?
Yes.
Your
yes.
brother, maybe, or your niece, or your mom, or something. Haven't you seen that? And you know what it's like?
Yes.
Why did you do this to me? Why?
As if it's my fault.
And then you make it look like it's my fault by putting all that junk up on the internet that I'm some kind of murderer who wants to cut your balls off. That's bullshit.
All right.
I want to do something to your balls but not cut them off. I'll tell you that.
Great.
But what I want to do, I can't say over the telephone because it's not...
I know.
We're not married. Eric, I love you.
I know. We've been through this.
Why did you do this to me then? Why are you giving courage to me?
No, I do it to you. I know. This is what I mean.
Yes, you did.
It's make the guy feel guilty.
What do you mean, feel guilty? Well, of course you should feel guilty.
because I feel guilty. Look, I know the tricks now. I'm beginning to learn these things.
Erica, I can't stand it. I don't have the strength anymore. Oh, there's nothing for me here. I don't want it. It was a year before 1984, so I was a victim even before it was fashionable.
Oh, before it was fashionable, okay.
You know, before the,
right,
the,
right.
The iconic year 1984. I was a victim of these people, and I didn't even know it for 10 years. Why do you think I want to stay in the United States? I don't want to stay here in the evil. I gotta go, Eric.
Great, it's about time. Now, quit calling, okay?
Eric, I love you.
I know. You can,
if you love me, Eric.
Quietness.
What?
You can do it there and be quiet about it. You don't have to keep
petting. Eric, if you love me, don't be afraid of me. Eric, don't be afraid of me.
Tell him to send someone else.
I want to marry you, Eric.
Give me some variety.
In what I'm saying?
What?
Eric, you're the focus of my life.
I know. Let me ask
you. No, don't you dare. Don't you dare quote this out of context. You know what I mean. You led me on, and you did it for a reason.
My fault.
What's the reason? Because you love me, Eric. That's why, and you're too scared to admit it. Because you're not man enough to admit it. That's what the reason is. A woman knows these things, and I'm not, I don't have any fantasies about, like, Joan of Arc, about people talking to me and telling me what to do.
Okay, well, maybe you didn't make it as a lawyer because you're not very good at manipulating people. Maybe that's failed at.
I don't want to manipulate anybody. Abraham Lincoln didn't manipulate people. He didn't use any tricks at all. He just knew the law.
This is Sharon and Sharon.
Eric, just help me. I don't know, just help me some way. Help me get over this. I gotta go.
Okay.
Eric! I don't want to go. Oh. Eric.
What?
Tell me you love me.
No.
Oh, I don't want to listen to myself. I do sound like those women. Oh, I don't want to sound pathetic either.
Look.
I just want to understand why you did it. I don't understand why you did it. Are you afraid of me still?
You're not that good. Why don't you quit it? Take it.
I don't understand why. Eric, I just don't understand anything. None of your actions are internally consistent except for the one explanation I came up with.
You know, Daryl Smith got drunk the other week.
And I thought maybe that explanation might be.
You guys don't quit. He even called me a couple weeks ago. Daryl Smith, that's right.
Uh-huh.
He got drunk again and called me to make the same old stupid remarks. I mean, don't you guys ever...
And Eric, I thought, and I tried to figure out, why is he doing these things? There really isn't any other explanation.
I just can't get over this. It's like, it's not human.
Eric,
have you ever seen
if you didn't want me, you wouldn't have done those things. You wouldn't have said those things. Eric, the first time I fell in love with you, I didn't come out and chase you and do anything to you
and see you
and everything. I didn't do anything. So when it happened to me again, why didn't you just tell me this was the second time or something? Why didn't you just tell me anything?
It's like the movies about aliens. It's like, what is this?
Eric, I had hysterical amnesia. And that's what they used to call it. And now it's amnesia that comes from overt stress. I had people doing things to me, Eric. And I was afraid for my son, too. He was a baby. They could have killed him. They could have killed me.
Oh, I can't imagine. Now, look, why don't you just quit?
Because I don't understand.
You do understand. You guys are losing paranoia, fear.
No, stop that. Don't you do that.
Come on.
Not everybody is prey to those aberrations, those mental disorders.
No.
And it's especially me. I'm a Neanderthal, Eric, at least half.
Whatever.
And you know what that means? It means I'm sensible and plodding and
tell me
and straightforward.
I want
to
hear.
I don't engage in tricks or lie to people. I just try to do the best I can and be a good person.
Great.
But I've been stuck in a nightmare.
I like to hear about the good Jews again. Benjamin Fulford. They make me cry. All the Jews are bad. Oh, of course I do.
You, Eric Hoffman, made me like this.
I know.
And I don't want to be like this.
Feeling so.
I don't know what I ever do. Everything I do is for you.
I know. I'm...
I don't want to sound like this. Why did you do it to me? Why did you do it to me? Why didn't you at least have mercy on me? You didn't have to talk to me all those years.
I told you to quit calling.
What?
I've already told you to quit calling. Now, why don't you just stop?
Why? Yeah, but why didn't you tell me that, Eric? Why didn't you tell me? I'm sorry for yelling at you. Why didn't you tell me in October? After I got here, we were safe. Why didn't you tell me in November or December?
It's just like lawyers do. And
why didn't you tell me, Eric? I would have been okay.
Like not.
But then I fell in love with you again on December the 6th, 2009, and you encouraged me.
Nothing is going to put a bullet in the head. You know that?
What?
Nothing is going to stop you except a bullet in your head.
Oh, horseshit.
This is ridiculous.
Some truth coming out of your mouth. Some truth coming out of your mouth would have saved me. You tell the truth about 911 in your book. Why can't you tell me the truth?
Is your whole family like this? Good Lord, the whole group needs to be rounded up.
Eric, I'm going to get off now. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
I can't believe it. Gibson could have talked. You and she still would pursue him.
I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, bye.